it's a different understanding of having music in your life.
Conceptual artist Dario Robleto sees music in a physical way.
I've never just understood a rock or pop song as an audible experience. Whenever I got home with my new record, it was immediately a visual experience. It was a text-based experience. I'm a huge liner notes fan, lyric sheets. Even the way the record felt and smelled, all of this informed my understanding of the song as music. So over the years, I've tried to find how to bring that understanding of music into the sculptural realm.
In his solo exhibition, The Pre-Lives of the Blues, Robleto, a native of San Antonio, Texas, tackles what he calls his sculptural problem by exploring the idea of how we become who we are through our family's musical decisions.
I like to talk about it this way. If you could break down everybody's life from the moment of conception to the day you buy your first album with your own money, my argument is that if your mother listened to Patsy Cline for 9 months while you're in the womb, perhaps we have less say in who we think we become than we like to admit to ourselves. So, and I think that can sometimes show up on that day when you buy your first record with your own money. It's like the first time of independence, just kind of displaying your own independence. But perhaps things were more set than you realized. And then how that then gets passed down generation to generation. So the show is trying to think of a family tree or a family line and how we're all linked through previous musical decisions. Grandmother, mother, son, on and on.
Robleto manipulates select vinyl records, album covers, liner notes, even audio tape, into sculptures, works on paper, and photographs. As he explores the physicality of music in our lives, allowing us to see the emotional significance of jazz, rock and roll, and the blues through a generational timeline. Highlights include a pair of male and female pelvises made from his parents' powderized and melted vinyl records. It's called The Sin Was in Our Hips.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
That is dealing with my endless fascination with my parents' generation of understanding rock and roll and how radical it was to see Elvis's hips moving or Chuck Berry or Little Richard, just the physicality of the music and how that affected a whole generation's understanding of who they were, especially that their dance moves could actually be sinful, I find just fascinating.
Another work, Melancholy Matters Because of You, explores hand bones made from three generations of melted vinyl records.
And this is a piece that is dealing with human hand bones at a fetal, adolescent, and adult stage. In the womb, you know, as a little hand is starting to form all the way on its way to adulthood, there's no way to get away from the fact that in our bones are perhaps decisions our grandmother made about a music taste that she had years ago.
And a New Orleans-inspired work, Will the Sun Remember It All?, isolates stage lights from live album covers.
That was sort of my imagining a musical portrait of the city through three lineages of music that have tight relationships to the city, but just through the stage lights that once illuminated those singers. Because all those lights that once illuminated those singers on stage are themselves emanating out into the night sky and on their way somewhere. And so I'm playing off that idea of the way light travels and how long it takes to get somewhere. So of course, you know, a light that illuminated Etta James decades ago is somewhere still on its way to another star. It's a romantic notion of thinking that somewhere everybody's still alive, if you imagine those lights representing them.
Robleto is hoping you'll find music to be more than an audible experience. Dario Robleto's The Pre-Lives of the Blues is on view at the New Orleans Museum of Art through September 16th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNL, I'm Diane Mack.
the dream.